From Washington, this is VOA News. Steve Norman reporting President Trump likely to decertify the nuclear deal with Iran, turn it back to the U.S. Congress for possible renewed sanctions. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders did not indicate what the president, in fact, does plan to do.
The president is going to make an announcement about the decision that he's made on a comprehensive strategy that his team supports, and we'll do that in the coming days. I'm not going to get ahead of that announcement by leaning in now.
A decertification could open the door to renegotiate the deal, although Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has said it is not an option. American troop deployments to Afghanistan to support the Trump administration's new strategy there have lagged due to the military's ongoing support of hurricane relief efforts in Puerto Rico. Lieutenant General Frank McKenzie categorized the delays as minor, adding that some forces were flowing into Afghanistan, but the number of American troops there remains in the vicinity of 11,000. He explained the delays are due in part to the U.S. military having a finite number of transport aircraft. Police in the U.S. city of Las Vegas, Nevada, say they have found the car that they have been looking for, part of an investigation into the deadly mass shooting there this week that gunman Stephen Paddock launched from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel Casino, killing at least 58 people, wounding hundreds more as they attended a country music concert. Authorities still searching for a motive. A GoFundMe account for the victims and the families of the mass shooting has reached now $9.5 million in contributions and likely to increase. This is VOA News. U.S. military has confirmed three American service members were killed, two others injured, when a joint U.S.-Niger military patrol was attacked in southwestern Niger. U.S. Defense Department spokesperson Dana White.
On behalf of everyone on the department and the Secretary of Defense, we extend our deepest condolences and sympathies to the families of the fallen and those injured in this attack.
An official at the French Embassy in Washington told VOA French forces helped evacuate the U.S. soldiers after the assault. No one claiming responsibility so far for the attack. U.S. lawmakers are calling for full access by journalists and aid workers to Myanmar's troubled Rakhine State. The chairman of the U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee, Ed Roy, says it's very important to get reporters on the ground in the region to check into suspected atrocities.
The U.N. is engaged in its assessment of the situation, but I would say that puts us out on the ledge of what I and Elliot Engel and us on the committee have named and called ethnic cleansing. We encourage everyone to use that term.
The Myanmar government has taken groups of reporters to the region in recent weeks and has denied charges of systematic abuses against the Rohingya Muslims. Chemical weapons expert with the Malaysian government said his analysis shows traces of VX on clothing worn by one of two women accused of killing the brother of the North Korean leader. VOA's Philip Alexio has more on the murder trial of Kim Jong-nam.
The women are charged with murdering the estranged half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un by smearing his face with VX at a Kuala Lumpur airport on February 13th. VX is a chemical poison banned by the United Nations. The expert said that VX could be applied on a bare palm and potentially have no effect on a person if washed off quickly enough. The women have pleaded not guilty, saying they thought they were involved in some sort of a prank for a reality TV show. They face the death penalty if convicted. The trial will resume on Monday. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
UN peacekeeping mission in Haiti has helped maintain order there for 13 years. Mission is coming to an end as the last of the soldiers from around the world leave, despite concerns the police and justice system are still not adequate to ensure security in the country. Mission will officially end on October the 15th. Various agencies and programs of the UN, such as the Food and Agriculture Organization, also will continue working in the country. This is VOA News. Get more by going to the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.